Hello and welcome to the summer short series of Goose's Quizzes Headquartered podcast. My name is Goose. I'm here with
Louis
and Scott. You seem to get upset when I don't introduce you properly, so I thought I'd introduce you properly this
time.
When
are you going to start? Pointing at us and making
having a proper introduction.
Oh, I'm joined by these people, and then speak about it. Some point.
Oh, so I'm meant to give you like more. Do you that at parties? Do you give someone a little tidbit of information before you introduce them properly?
I make it up.
Brilliant. Climb the Empire State Building twice on the outside.
No, it's got to be much more subdued than that.
Oh, little things.
Yeah.
Puts in the milk before the tea bag.
Yeah, this guy's uncle designed artwork in the 80s for ABBA. It's like, oh no, he didn't. Oh, he did.
Yeah, right.
Do you do that? I do. I try and do it at parties.
Not really. I just kind of, like, whatever connection I have to them. I used to work with them.
It's all about you, really.
Not really.
In your circle.
I think they're a total dick, but here they are. Yeah.
I don't actually like them. Wouldn't consider them a friend.
Here's my acquaintance, but not friend.
Goose. Yeah, I guess it just, I don't know, tells a lot about what you value in that person.
Yeah.
By whatever you bring up.
Yeah.
I think it's, although I get a lot of the issue of, like, people just say my nickname or my surname. It's like, this is Goose. And then just the first conversation is always, do I call you Andrew or do I call you Goose? It's weird introducing you as Andrew. And I'm just like, just call me whatever, I don't mind. And then that's usually the first conversation I have with everyone. It's my surname is Wild Goose.
My name is Lil Nas X, but call me by your name. Because that's in his song.
Invite Scott to parties.
He talks in riddles.
Like a sphinx.
Okay, now you can go to the bar.
That's basically what we see about Louis when we introduce him to anyone. It's like you have to ask him a direct question if you want him to answer it. Like you can't be vague. Anything interesting happened to you today? I don't know. What do you consider interesting? Well,
it's true. I'm learning more about you.
It's a scale.
It's a conversation here.
Have you seen the thing going around recently where it's like the end of a Hinge interaction? And the first text is a text, sorry. And the first text is, why did you ghost me? And the thing back is like, I didn't ghost you. Your conversation, you make no...
It's the Hinge alarm. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize we talked about Hinge for too long. it basically is this long thing about like you're not engaging in a conversation with me. I'm not ghosting you. I'm just stopping keeping the conversation going for us. Mm. And it was like harsh. Harsh but fair. Because you can't just say every day, how are you? That's not a conversation. That's like just saying, how are you every day?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're trying to start dating somebody, you have to give a bit more than just, how are you? Just,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'm fine.
What's your top five vegetables?
Mm. What's your top five vegetables every morning?
Exactly.
Has it changed yet?
Yeah. Did potato get into it yet? Well, yeah. Still don't like you then.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what the last, how I was introduced to someone last was.
That either means you've just blocked out your memory because it was so bad. No,
nothing interesting about it.
I really enjoy if people are like, this is Scott, he has a beard. It's like, can clearly see that.
He's Australian.
Before he talks, guess where he's from.
Yeah.
I like to do it with a little... I remember doing it consciously for a while. Like, we're going into Fringe... Well, we're in Fringe season right now. Yeah. And I do it a lot. Yeah, Fringe, like, you know, there's a lot of people walk up to somebody else and I know them and they know whatever. I had to say a little bit of something, and it's usually something about if they're a performer or in a show, it's, oh, they're doing this. But if it's like they I don't know, usually it's a common connection or something like that. Yeah, I maybe do say, oh, I know this person from school, but I like to say it more like something about them that they've done, something interesting that they've done.
What if you don't know the other person? And this is Craig.
I would maybe say something along the lines of, if I know anything about the other person, if I'm doing the
what school did you go to?
I'd probably ask a question along the lines of what I've just told, the interesting fact about the other person.
Okay.
So if it was about you, I'd be like, you know, Scott once had a tee land in his pocket from golf. You like golf, do you not? And then they'll be like, no, I hate golf. And it's like, so does Scott, because I tease him about it every time we hear this story about golf.
And then I walk away.
Can we all just see? Are we all amazed? I sent a meme to Scott and Louis the other day, which is of a golfer hitting the ball off the tee, and the tee pops up and lands in her back pocket.
Were we all amazed by this? No, because I've seen it before.
I thought you sent that.
Nope.
No, I sent it.
You sent that to back him up.
Nice. I don't know if back up's the right word, but it seems to be that one in a million thing. Two in a million. Oh, sorry. Two in a million. Yeah, you think there's only been a million golf shots hit?
I've seen the numbers.
But I sent it to the guys, and it did make me laugh.
Thank you. Possible.
So now we know it's possible. The next thing we have to wait for is Scott to get good at golf, and it starts to happen again.
Get good.
I'll try.
Was it into your pocket? It was into your cousin's pocket?
No, it was into my cousin's pocket.
That's how I just cannot believe this to be true.
It is very much like, what's that behind your ear?
My pocket full of teas. And the tea from the ground landed in there as well.
I believe it.
The little innocent Scott. It makes me happy. Happy hey, thinking of that you're a Scott.
You got to believe in magic, right?
That's a true story. I think the difference between got to and I only did. Everything to me was magic. Look at that car driving. Don't believe there's an engine in there. Magic.
That's why I look so youthful.
Should we get into our magical game, though?
Yeah, let's. The percentage game. These questions have been put to our in real life pub quizzes, and we have to guess the percentage of teams that got each one correct.
Has it been slowed down? It sounds...
I think that's the wrong recording.
Right, it sounds a bit
sounds like you're trying to remember what words were.
I did do it as soon as I woke up.
Recorded each individual word.
That sounds like a technique. You like the ancient Greeks? They say they would always get the best voice when it was the first voice they spoke when waking. And so Scott just had his recording right beside his bedside table. Woke up. It's like we ask the questions.
It's like the audio version of like a ransom note cut out from a magazine. Anyway, now everyone knows how to play the game. Let's go.
Thank you, Scott. So clear. We've got three questions to go over, points to give out, percentages to chat about, answers to discuss. Whoever gets more points wins. Whoever's closest to gets more points.
Scott's been on a tear as well.
And he has. And you can play along at home too. Scott's going for the hat trick after Goose got a hat trick before that.
Everyone remembers the first hat trick.
Yeah.
Vengeance hat trick.
Vengeance hat. Has anyone done the clean sweep? Did I do a clean sweep?
No. I think you've done a clean sweep.
I think you did one.
Yeah.
I think I've taken both records straight away. You're going to have to get a fourth.
As if there's two records.
If you get four in a row, fine. I'll give you that's the best record so far.
Okay.
But currently, I've got both good records. So, and you might be winning overall at the moment as well, but I've got two good records. Yeah. That's what I have to hold on to.
Sounds like someone who's clutching.
Oh, nice. You confident? You got whiteboards?
Got my whiteboard. Pen. I got a red pen today. Ooh. Red pen. That feels confident color.
Erasers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
And then play along at home. Question one. Finish off the name of this novel by Jerome K. Jerome. Three men and a blank. What is the missing ending to this novel title?
So the film is called Three Men and a Baby. But that's not in
and,
a baby.
And a baby.
And a baby.
Right. You're going to have to make a distinction there.
So is it three men in a boat?
Three and a boat.
In a,
on a boat?
No, what do we have to finish off?
You say the words that you've got in front of you.
Three men in a ...
boat.
Did we discuss this before? Why is it like on a bus, on a plane, in a car? I think we did.
I mean,
what a rip-roaring conversation.
You should everything speak to Mark.
Everything you say now, I'm just imagining said in a party setting. Just... You've not met the person before. You just walk up and say, did we?
Remember that discussion we had about...
Did we ever settle that discussion on why it's in a bus or on a bus?
I think it's boat.
I think it's boat.
Three men on a boat.
In a boat.
In a boat.
In a boat.
Towards a boat.
near a boat.
In the immediate vicinity
that's,
of a boat.
That's all the sequels to it as well. They don't change anything else. But
it's the their whole travels. Three men book a boat. Is it on a boat?
Three men sink a boat.
Are you declaring?
Yes.
Correct.
Yay.
Right. I have no idea what it's about.
It's about a boat. Three men in a boat.
Say no more.
Meant to be a travel guide of locations in the Thames, and then it became a bit of a screwball comedy. And people bought boats and took the trip themselves. And you can still take the trip yourself.
Oh.
Along the Thames.
Was it the themes? Non-fiction. No, fiction.
Are you asking if there's dragons in it?
No, like...
I mean...
Was it supposed to be an actual documented thing?
I think there's some made-up elements.
Right, okay.
But a lot of the stuff is real, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Semi-fictional.
On a boat.
Boat, yeah, is correct. And then there is a sequel. And you would never guess the sequel.
Three men
off a boat
in a canal boat, in a narrow boat.
It's a word I don't think any of us three have ever said out loud.
Oh God!
Oh well, that's what automobile.
No, it's about them cycling through Germany, through the Black Forest. Three men on the Bummel.
Neuschwanstein.
Sorry.
Bummel. Which is a word I've never said out loud before. It means to go or wander around at a leisurely pace. Stroll, saunter. Three men on a bummel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just find that really funny. And I don't know why.
Someone's bummeling right now. Listen to this. Wherever you are in the world, sauntering, meandering, bummeling.
Dawdling.
I should have known when they said that as the title. That was a slightly funny name.
On a bummel.
No, it came out 123 years ago. So
it was all the talk. Then.
There were nothing.
No one would have laughed at that.
Yeah,
it's the equivalent of like three men gone get lit now. I got my percentage.
Me too. I think we might have the same percentage. I've not seen yours, but I just have the feeling.
Give me one number that's in yours.
Eight.
No.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, wow.
Right. Okay. Goose, you said...
89%.
There's the 8. And Scott, you said...
75%.
75%, right. 75 and 89. This one came out at 74%.
What?
So 1% away means Scott is closest and gets 2 points.
Yep. Knew it.
Nice.
I feel that's low. I feel that's like a well-known phrase.
Nah, too many people wrote Bummel.
Didn't they? Yeah, I think if we're gonna, do you want to make a version? We've got three men.
Traveler. Where we travel around Edinburgh.
Yeah, we spoke about Tram Slam. I think that's probably three men on a tram.
True. Mine would probably be called Three Men on. Oh wait, was that the turn off?
Did you get lost while you're traveling?
Nah.
It's not gonna happen. The tram, is it?
No.
If you
miss a turning on the tram, you've got a real problem.
I'm not that great with like, oh, in 500 meters. I'm like, yeah, that's ages away. And then, oh no, there it goes.
Yeah. I was doing a bit of motorway driving over the weekend. And it's
motoring?
Yeah. And it does that thing where it's like the turnoffs in a mile. And you sort of then know that the markers start half a mile before the turnoff. And then you just have that panic of like, I'm in the wrong lane and I'm really going to struggle to get to the right lane for this, well, the left-hand lane to get off at this junction. That's my usual panic.
Sorry, everyone.
So, mine's probably
the
more
polite
likely,
waves.
Yeah, three men and in a panicked car. I'd be three men, our tour of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Getting
I reckon we can do a good tour of Edinburgh. I think we have enough knowledge different
other people sorts. Or would we show each other around?
Nah, other people.
Right,
we'd write a book for other people. Like we would do a little experience and we would you know what I'd like to do is effectively split the day into thirds and you take the day like, well no, what we would maybe do is do a 3-day tour but split the days into halves. And so say like Scott takes the first half, and I take the second half. Then Lou takes the first half of the second day. Scott takes the second half of the third the second day. I take the first half of the third day. And Lou takes the third half, the second half of the third day. And we then all get like half a day each, a morning and an afternoon. And we arrange something for to do at those times.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. For us to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it'd be three men in a well-organized 3 days.
That sounds nice. In Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh. I don't think it's a catchy way of saying
no.
That.
No. No. We'll work on the title after.
If the morning one's just like, we're going to sit in a pub and sink pints. And then the next one's like, oh, we have to actually go and do activity.
Yeah.
Oh, that was going to be my afternoon thing.
I was just going to kick a ball about twice.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good.
Organize so much for this.
In the meadows. Kick a ball around.
Perfect.
That's it.
I'd like to make like an audio book of like a nice walk that I'd do, and then just give people the map, and then they can just listen to my commentary of the walk. If you look now on your left, you'll see a castle. And then just give them all the things that I know off the top of my head about the castle.
Like?
Like, it would probably be more like personal stories.
Right, like
I was there in June. It was quite nice. The weather was good. Not really too much information-based stuff.
Okay. I mean, I don't think Jerome K. Jerome's got much to worry about in the travelogue genre.
Probably not. It wouldn't be a competition thing. Maybe I'll do that as a Patreon thing.
Scott's Walks.
Scott's Walks.
Do you want to hear my ChatGPT version of this?
Oh, okay.
Done it quickly. I need a short description of a novel titled Three Men and a Trip to Edinburgh. They're all Edinburgh natives but want to write a travel book. Three Men and a Trip to Edinburgh is a captivating novel that takes you on a thrilling and humorous journey with three lifelong friends and Edinburgh natives. Seeking a change of pace, they set out on a unique travel adventure within their own city. As they explore the streets, landmarks, and hidden gems of Edinburgh, the trio discover surprising secrets, forms unexpected connections, and immerse themselves in vibrant culture and rich history of their beloved hometown. This heartwarming tale blends travelogue with friendship, creating an entertainment and enlightening read that will leave you yearning to embark on your own unforgettable journey through the enchanting streets of Edinburgh.
Wow.
So there we go. We got it. That's our little novel intro.
Cool. Yeah, I like it.
You need to be more definitive when you're going to press this. You can't just hover over the button.
All right. John, I'll give you a countdown to when
I don't
want to
add anything once the hovering starts. I feel like that's the countdown in itself.
All right.
Question two. Sports. Name the French team who have won the UEFA Women's Champions League the most times.
I think I know who it is.
Sports.
Is it Marseille?
Oh, it's not who I thought.
Oh, Nice.
Also not who I thought.
Okay.
I thought it was PSG.
Oh, okay.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Were you just saying French places? Yeah.
Well, both correct.
Thank you.
Both
French places. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is where Scott carries on to list all the French cities.
Yeah. A walking tour.
A France from that time that I went in 2014.
I think it's PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. But I don't know why. It just came to my mind.
Yeah? Yeah? Is it? Yeah, okay.
I think they're good at football. And it's Paris.
Yeah.
And you feel that's a fairly big football playing city.
Yeah, let's lock it in.
PSG.
No.
Oh, was it one of Scott's ones?
No.
Was it Marseille?
No, Scott said that.
Did you say Marseille? Bordeaux.
No, it's a gastronomic capital.
Nice.
No. It's where Interpol are based.
Lyon.
Lyon, correct. Huh. The answer is Lyon. Olympic Lyonnais.
The professionals.
Who've won it a lot because they're a big super team.
The most, I think, actually.
Hey, this guy's paying attention. He won it 5 times in a row.
Right.
Between 2016 and 2020.
Ah, oh, congratulations.
Percentages. 3, 2, 1, turn.
Oh, no.
Goose, you've said
25%.
25. Scott, you've said
43%.
43%. Yeah, 25, 43. This one came out at 51%.
Oh, wow.
Scott's closest again.
I would have lost it anyway. I said 35 originally.
Ah. He's only 8 away.
Wow, that's a lot of people know that more than I thought would.
Still under 10 for my total.
Yep, yeah, 51%. Good team, Leon.
Is there a Dutch team called PS something? Is it Eindhoven?
PSV Eindhoven.
PSV.
PSV, yeah. Right.
That's when you said PSG, I was like, oh, silly goose.
Is in the wrong country. Philips Sport Vereeniging.
Huh.
PSV. So spot where Philips are from.
Oh, right. I wouldn't have known where Philips is from.
Philips?
The screwdrivers.
Ah.
A team for Philips employees. Clip that sound. Ah, add it to your audiobook.
like I'm amazed at the things that I remember.
Ah, tell me more, Scott.
And this is the Water of Leith.
You know, it's Philips Electronics Company.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was double checking.
I'm not the screwdriver.
No.
Electric shavers.
They might be the same screwdriver, but I just enjoyed the screwdriver, and you were like, of course, yes.
I did say compact discs. That I was a little bit gullible.
Ah.
Yeah, they had some big innovations in the early 90s, especially.
Yeah. Huge.
Company, not football-wise.
Right.
Yeah, Philips, sorry. I mix up Philips and Braun quite often.
Braun.
Well, I don't think they have a football team.
Well, I mean, Disney do. They have a football team. They have an ice hockey team, but
Disney.
Yeah, they had the Anaheim Ducks for a while. But I think they got sold recently, and they're not Disney anymore. But they're basically off the franchise of the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
which is crazy. Get a film, get a ice hockey franchise, sell lots of merch. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. But not with Robin Williams' voice from the Aladdin. He didn't want them to like mass produce toys and use his voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then there was a big kerfuffle with that because they did it anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite interesting. But
kerfuffles.
He wasn't in the Mighty Ducks, famously. So.
It's the first thing they say about Mighty Ducks.
It's Robin Williams in this. Does the dog die?
This is my friend Robin Williams. He was not in the Mighty Ducks.
But if you want a story about a kerfuffle,
let me tell you.
Ah. All right. Speaking of Grand Slam, he's going to go for it already.
I'm doing it.
Question three. Name the actress who won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in her debut film, 12 Years a Slave.
One more time.
Name the actress who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in her debut film, 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, I've never seen it.
I've not seen it either. It's going to be very tough to get.
I'm not sure.
I couldn't even hazard a guess. I think good for a football reference.
I think... Brilliant. I think I know the name. I just can't think.
Once Louis says it, we'll be like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hit us.
It's like, oh. I think it's like an L at the start, and I'm not sure. Tell me.
What those other letters are.
It's because I ran out of
some
hieroglyphs.
Ran out of confidence there.
Yeah. What is it?
All right. Lupita Nyong'o.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well,
you put the L apostrophe, but that's not in her name.
I just couldn't. I couldn't think. I knew it was a. I know the sort of cadence of the name, yeah. But I just couldn't. I wouldn't have ever got
L U P I T A space N Y O N G apostrophe O.
I'd believe what you wrote is like a signature or something, autograph.
I knew there was an apostrophe in it.
You got there eventually.
In your name.
Kenyan Mexican.
Oh, wow. That's it.
Mexicanian.
And in Black Panther, Star Wars, Us. A few other things too.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
But what percentage of teams knew the answer was Lupita Nyong'o?
Hmm.
This is it. To save face or to add insult to injury?
I feel like I'm not switched into the percentages today. I feel like I'm not dialed my senses in.
Well, let's see.
3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so Goose, you've said
69%.
69, Scott.
36%.
36%. Bit of a difference between yous.
I just feel like if loads of people knew that football question, 50-something percent, it feels like people should know this one.
Well, we've got a 36 from Scott, a 69 from Goose. This one, it's in between. 62%.
Yeah.
Goose is closer. He gets a point back. Scott wins overall. Goose is second.
I'm glad I was wrong. That more people knew the name.
Yeah.
What a modest victory.
Was that not the year of Moonlight and 12 Years a Slave? Moonlight or Spotlight?
Spotlight.
And it was the wrong one that was announced as the Oscar winner.
Oh, because was it Emma Watson's name was it was the wrong envelope or something?
Yeah, that was Moonlight and La La Land.
Yeah.
12 Years a Slave was a bit before.
Oh, is that a different year?
Yeah, that was 2013.
I can't remember what happened. And then someone
read. They read out La La Land instead of Moonlight.
And who was it? It was the director of La La Land that went up and said it wasn't them that actually won. It was somebody else.
Damien Chazelle.
Yeah. that was such a moment. Such a big moment. Like, to get the wrong, maybe one of the biggest prizes that you could ever award in film to get it wrong.
Mm.
Wasn't you actually. That feels like a Michael Scott thing to do. Let's fake fire them.
It also happened in like probably not as big a stage, but like I think it's like America's Top Model or something.
Oh okay. Yeah, it did. Yeah. The first runner up stuff, was it not? Yeah. And they do first runner-up and then the actual winner.
You're like, oh my God, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Who was there? Who was it? The guy from Family Fortune?
Oh, I thought
Steve,
it was...
Steve Harvey.
Oh, Steve Harvey. Harvey. Yeah,
He right. didn't do it, but I think he was there.
Right. That sounds more like a dream now.
He didn't win America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
And the winner is him. Just Steve Harvey! It was me.
Me, Steve Harvey. I'm the winner.
No, he did. He mistakenly crowned someone at Miss World.
Right.
Brutal. Miss Universe. Sorry. Sorry, aliens.
I really enjoy if there was when we do eventually meet aliens, if we do, the first thing they do is like, you see that Miss Universe pageant you've got? We've got our own. And so there's going to be some beef.
Yeah. We just need to clarify that
she doesn't even have three tentacles.
Not even been invited to the World Series.
Yeah. Right. On that note, we should head on.
Yeah, let's blow this joint.
It's been a pleasure having you all here listening for our short steamer series of GQHQ Peaky.
A real pleasure.
We'll see you all next week for some more short summer series.
Bye bye.
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 This is a big shout out to all the Patreons that support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Catherine Andrews, Russ Kirk, the Canadian half of Huguelet Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Howell Owl, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, Joanna MUFC fan, Just a Girl in the USA, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.